In the fall of 1998, an exploratory watershed management group was organized in west central Indiana to identify the source of reported water quality problems within the Turtle Creek watershed. More than 6 years later, the efforts and actions of the Partnership for Turtle Creek have been recognized and will be remembered. This is Agriculture USA. I'm Christy Pettis. The Partnership for Turtle Creek is proof that a small group of dedicated people can make a difference. Michaeline Riley is the environmental team leader for the Hoosier Energy Power Company, whose long interest in non-point source pollution was the impetus behind the partnership.
You can't work in an area like the Merom Generating Station with a reservoir like Turtle Creek and not start to see the effects that non-point source pollution have. So in 1997, I met with Tammy Swihart, our district conservationist, and said, what would you have to do to start a watershed committee?
The culprit behind much of the erosion in the Turtle Creek watershed is the wind, according to Riley.
We are very close to the Indiana-Illinois border, and at this place there is a huge difference in the elevation of Illinois and Indiana, and it causes a huge wind effect off the bluff. And so because this reservoir has an average depth of only 8.1 feet, and because of that differentiation in elevation, we get a huge amount of wind coming across the reservoir, across the farm properties.
The watershed consists of 26,000 acres. Of that, Hoosier Energy owns 5,000 acres, which includes the power plant, its reservoir, and farmland, which is rented out to local farmers. From the start, USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service has provided technical assistance, according to Indiana District Conservationist Tammy Swihart.
Michaeline Riley came to us and said, you know, I'm interested in looking at the problems we're having with the reservoir and what can we do in the watershed to solve these problems. And so we started just basically going through looking at all the land uses in the watershed and looking at what kind of, you know, basically cropland, pasture land, forest, how many acres of those we had. And then from there, we started going with landowners in the watershed.
One of those landowners is Daniel Gettinger. His 13-acre pasture along the reservoir has undergone some changes with the help of the Partnership for Turtle Creek and NRCS.
The spread that we have here is 13 acres. Now the 13 acres have been divided into five paddocks and with one corral system for when the fields get muddy. And so instead of just having the animals come over for a 7 to 14 day period, hopefully we're going to be able to stretch that considerably and be able to have the animals on each paddock for 5 to 7 days.
In addition to conservation practices, the Partnership for Turtle Creek promotes conservation and educates citizens of the watershed. John Gettinger serves as chairman of the partnership.
We've always pushed for kids and better water and better conservation.
The partnership works with other organizations on a number of programs tailored to school-aged kids. One example of this educational outreach is the annual 8th grade rafting trip, which Gettinger hopes to enhance.
I'm hopeful that we can get every 4th grader out for a whole week and then pick them up again in the 8th grade and show them the river really well. They will really be well steeped in conservation and things that should be done.
Since its inception, the partnership has been informing the community about the importance of soil conservation and water quality by setting up a watershed display at activities across the county. The partnership has also stabilized more than 5 miles of shoreline in the Turtle Creek Reservoir, prevented 2,300 tons of sediment from entering the Wabash River, and helped put 400 acres of cropland under approved nutrient and pest management, all of which earned the Partnership for Turtle Creek USDA's Excellence in Conservation Award, according to NRCS Chief Bruce Knight.
This is a locally led group of folks in Indiana who got together to clean up their own watershed. Combination of educational efforts and on-the-ground work, all targeted at making the best, cleanest, most vibrant watershed they possibly can in their own community.
Indiana State Conservationist Jane Hardesty says the partnership is a shining example of what local folks can accomplish.
Their example of how they have been able to do outreach and through youth education and adult education and just helping people be aware of, do you know what happens in your watershed?
Members of the Partnership for Turtle Creek believe their success stems from their very title, according to Michaeline Riley.
It's given people the opportunity to say, wow, we really can make a difference. It's helping the whole community. So it's been a great project to work on.
Reporting from the Turtle Creek watershed in Indiana, I'm Christy Pettis for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.